In cities across the country, some restaurants are closed today. Students are skipping class and workers are staying home. It's all part of a strike that's being called a Day Without Immigrants, a response to President Donald Trump's immigration policies. Andy Shalal is the owner of Busboys and Poets Restaurants. All six of his restaurants in the Washington, D.C. area are closed today, but he joins us now. And Andy Shalal, for you, what does a Day Without Immigrants look like?
It will be a day without any business. So we decided to stand in solidarity with the folks that work with us, that work for us, that come as our customers as well, and say, you know what, this is a day that we need to highlight the importance and the significance of immigrants in our community.
Just out of curiosity, the restaurants are closed today, but are your workers still getting paid?
You know, all of our workers have options to be able to use. They have paid sick leave. They have paid time off. So we've encouraged them to use any of those times that they have.
You came to the United States from Iraq with your family as a boy?
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Well, it was 1966. We came here to this country. And I have to tell you, when I hear some of the conversations that are going on to make America great again, I remember in 1966 when we came here, one of the most starkest things that I ever heard was it was illegal for a black person and a white person to marry in the state of Virginia. We lived in Virginia at that time. It was only 2 years before that that the Civil Rights Act was passed, and a year before that, the Voting Rights Act. So making America great again, for whom and how? You know, America's progressed so much since we came here back in 1966, and certainly as a place to the idea of immigrants. You know, we are starting to recognize that we are a melting pot of all different cultures, and we are finally beginning to understand and appreciate the value of the diversity. I definitely don't want to go back.
You know, I've spoken with many people over the past year who say that they're not opposed to immigration, but their concern aren't so much the immigrants themselves, but they feel, whether rightly or wrongly, they feel that the government hasn't been adequately focused on helping Americans, and that immigration only exacerbates that problem. What's your response to that? I'm sure you've heard similar conversations.
Well, I think we as a country have to address the idea of immigration reform in a really serious way. This is not just something we can keep kicking down the road, hoping it's going to go away and it's going to change. As long as there are wars, as long as there are difficulties in other parts of the world, people are going to try to come to America. And we have to make it possible for people to come here in a humane way, not in a draconian way, where you're building up higher walls and hiring more agents and putting up more detention centers. This is a human issue. Yeah. Every immigrant has a story. People don't want to leave where they're from unless it's impossible to live there. And oftentimes, I think we have to address the circumstances that sometimes I think the United States has created that has caused people to be forced to leave from their countries.
Andy, I wonder if you could tell us a quick story here, because recently, at the inauguration, in fact, there was a supporter of President Trump who came into one of your restaurants and ended up leaving a $450 tip.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
These were, I believe, three Trump supporters. They had the Make America Great Again hats that they put under their, you know, their arm when they walked in, recognizing that they may be in a place that may not be so supportive. And they sat down, and a young lady, this beautiful black waitress, took care of them. And this is Rosalind. She's always been wonderful to every customer that walks through the door. And she gave them great service and had a beautiful smile and all this. And one of them was a dentist and commented about how beautiful her smile was. And she thanked him. And they hit it off really nicely. And at the end, they wrote a $450 tip on a $70 check. And when I heard the gentleman interviewed afterwards, he was actually profoundly moved. He had tears in his eyes talking about it. And I couldn't help but feel that maybe this is the first time he's had an encounter like this.
Yeah.
You know, people live in isolated communities. I know that. So it's possible this was his first time. And imagine if this is repeated over and over again, where people can intersect with each other, what a different world it would be.
So I'm looking at a picture of the receipt. And he wrote, "We may come from different cultures and may disagree on certain issues, but if everyone would share their smile and kindness like your beautiful smile, our country will come together as one people, not race, not gender, just American." And he told the press later that we interacted like regular human beings. And I
know, which was, you know, in some ways you want to be offended by that, but in other ways, you know, you have to say, you know what, this is what it takes. Sometimes
right.
it's just these moments that transform people. And sometimes we don't really give each other an opportunity to express our humanity. We still live in a very segregated country, unfortunately. You know, I mean, even in Washington, D.C., where I live, places of worship are segregated, restaurants are segregated. And we pride ourselves, actually, at Busboys and Poets, to make sure that we are not such a place, because we want to make sure that these moments that you just read are not just isolated moments, but they happen all the time.
Well, Andy Shalal is the founder of Busboys and Poets. He closed all six of his restaurants in Washington, Maryland, and Virginia in honor of the Day Without Immigrants. Andy Shalal, thank you so very much for joining us.
It's been a joy to talk to you. Thank you.
It's Here and Now.